Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Kendall.
And I'm Janelle. And we're here to entertain you for another beautiful, amazing, wonderful, fantastic, funny, thought-provoking, intimate episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Very intimate in our little booth here.
Yeah, and we're doing a variety of things. We're talking about a lot of different things today because we asked you guys on Instagram. Make sure you're following us.
Yes, follow us on Insties or Twitter.
Yeah, what is our thing?
_sesh podcast. What is our thing?
Thank you. I'm too many handles going on to know.
Oh my God.
But we asked questions and you guys delivered. It looks like we've got like a thousand questions here.
Yes.
Just in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, so thank you for participating.
Thank you. And we will be talking about all kinds of stuff today.
We'll see what pops up. We haven't really read any of the questions yet.
Yeah.
But we like to do these once in a while, more personal things. And I feel like also it's just fun because it kind of brings up topics that we wouldn't necessarily normally just randomly think to bring up.
Well, we haven't done one in like
a long time.
Yeah. Like maybe even a year.
We did sex Q&A, like advice episode, but that was more like advice. Yeah. That was really fun.
You guys have been requesting a Q&A lately.
And yeah.
I'm like, oh, let's do it.
So we're going to answer your cues, baby.
That's right. With some A's.
With some A's. That is correct. Anyways, hope everyone's having a nice week out there.
Yep.
Enjoying themselves. Spring has sprung.
Yep. By the time this episode goes up, it's almost Friday.
Hell to the yeah,
so we hope
bitch.
You have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend and we'll see you next week. Bye. Oh boy. Anyways, shall we start off the episode with your fruit or vegetable of the week?
Yeah, this has really become a fun game.
I'm actually really into the guessing. Yeah, it's much more fun.
What could it be? It's
okay.
Heavy.
So last week it was an acorn squash.
Yes. Which, by the way, you guys, by the time this episode goes up, I'm pretty much in my third trimester.
Yeah. When do you hit that?
Friday.
Happy third trimester.
Thank you.
Lunt, peanut gallery, can we get a little clap?
No, just me. She's getting huge.
She is. What did you guys just talk about? The basketball or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
My uterus is the size of a basketball.
And it's normally, this is insane because this is why I never want to be pregnant. the uterus is normally like seven centimeters long.
What?
Typically, like that's an average.
How many inches is that?
Not even an inch.
What?
7 centimeters?
Yeah. Like 12 inches in a centimeter. I mean, in an inch, right? 12 centimeters in an inch.
Oh, my God. Wait, how is that literally possible? Because my IUD is in my uterus, and that's like an inch long.
Okay, it's 2 inches long.
2.7 inches. Got it.
For your uterus. But your uterus is now...
How many inches is a basketball?
Was it 47?
Yeah.
18 inches.
18 and a half.
18 and a half inches.
And that might even have been for last week. I'm pretty sure that was last week's thing.
But did we figure out if that's the circumference?
No, that was the diameter. Yeah.
Woo, girl.
I know. And it looks like a damn basketball in here. Look at that.
It does.
Should we do a little bump shot?
Yeah.
I can barely fit behind the table now,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we're going to have to push the table out more. Hell yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she's massive. Wow, you got a basketball in there. Literally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, that's crazy. I can feel her.
She's active. It's crazy. This morning, I was just laying there feeling her for like an hour. She was just
bopping around
Irish
everywhere.
Step dancing.
Hell yeah. Right on your bladder. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Every night, she's most active like right before I fall asleep. And so I try to get Josh to feel it.
Yeah.
And pretty much every night he'll get at least one punch. But he'll have to wait sometimes for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I bet.
He's very patient. Like he is obsessed with being able to feel just a little something every day.
Is are you able to see her movements on the outside at all yet?
I've seen a few, just like out of straight up just out like of the corner of my eye, where I can strip see like a little like.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
Yeah, I haven't actually like looked down at the right time, but I can just see it. But then I'm like, am I just feeling it and then I'm mentally seeing it? But there's been a few times where I'm like, I definitely saw that.
Damn.
Have you played like music for her, like at your belly?
Have yes, you, like, I have.
Actually, what are you playing for?
So
Megan Thee Stallion.
Have you guys ever seen?
Oh, yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. That's what she's gonna come out like.
I'm a hot girl.
Yeah, she is. No, so there's this guy on TikTok. Have you guys ever seen this guy that has this drum? It's like this big kind of metal drum,
like a gong.
I don't even know what it is. They're these cool drums.
Like steel drums?
Maybe, but they're like nothing I've ever seen before. But he goes out to all these different places in nature and just plays, and he'll play for like an hour. And I catch his lives all the time. So I played it. I literally put my phone like under my belly the other day, so she could listen.
Nice.
And I took a little nap.
She's probably vibing.
Probably was. Yeah. It's like ding. They're very like. Relaxing. I'll have to figure out his name and I'll have you guys link it so you guys can check this guy out because he is legit. Love him.
Sweet.
Anyway, you guys want to guess the size of baby?
Okay, I'm 27
weeks. What is she?
She was a squat. I'm going to guess a pineapple.
Pineapple.
Ooh. I'm going to guess a papaya.
I love papayas. Okay. Very good.
I'm going to can I say my same guess?
Yeah.
Cantaloupe? Okay. Cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah. Cantaloupe. You did the last
sticking thing. To the cantaloupe?
Yep.
Okay.
The lopes. Got
it. Well, this is according to the Flow app. So remember, they all kind of say something different. But this week it says
a mini water.
Oh,
a mini
cabbage.
Oh, a cabbage. Oh. I guess that last week.
I mean, that's
damn
a cauliflower.
It.
Oh, sorry. A cauliflower.
Same shit.
Same thing. Actually, one of the apps said cabbage, one said cauliflower.
Yum.
Wow.
She's big, right?
That's
feel
big...
this.
You hate cauliflower, huh?
I hate it.
What?
Perfect.
Oh, the smell of it makes me want to die.
It smells like farts.
Yeah. Oh, it's so.
I love cauliflower.
It's like gas. It's disgusting.
It's like gas.
It is sick. Thank
All right,
you.
Let's see what she's weighing.
All right, let's see her.
What does the app say she's weighing?
Oh, good call. Let me look.
Okay, this cauliflower is. £2.12.
Okay, so that's almost 3 pounds.
Yeah, that's almost 3 pounds.
So I think this is bigger than her because this said she's like 2.3.
All right, that's still really crazy to me though because she's gonna like triple in size.
Yeah.
And she only has one trimester left.
Yeah, it says it's time for rapid growth for the baby. Their weight will increase by 3.5 times between now and the projected delivery date.
Damn, she's going into like maximum overdrive.
And it's making me feel exhausted because I'm creating so many cells per minute. It's crazy. And it just goes up and up and up.
It's such a crazy. Can you feel you making cells?
I wish. I'm like, oh, I feel it a little bit in the back.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you can feel it. I don't know if you can feel
it. It just makes you like exhausted. And then it makes you like mentally exhausted. Like my brain's just the whole mom brain thing or like pregnancy brain, which I'm just told continues into mom brain. Is very
so you're
real.
Just dumb forever now. Great.
I don't know. It's like just the recall. Like I'll try to think of things and I was talking to someone the other day and literally forgot my thought mid sentence. Like I just was like, and then I just didn't even know
you're
what to
like,
do.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, it was while I was getting my lashes on and it was so awkward. I was like trying to think of other things to say that would make sense.
Oh my God.
I literally don't know what I was saying
that's
a second
awesome.
Ago.
So funny. But, man, oh man. Wait, give me the 90s nostalgia, please.
Oh, right. You like that.
I
Let's
love
look.
90s nostalgia. It's very good.
Okay, so that's from the What to Expect app. Let's see what she says today.
Do these sizes carry on post-birth? It's like your baby is 12 weeks old and is now the size of a...
A mini whale.
A mini whale.
What if it just keeps going on? Your child is 4 years old today, and it is the size of a go-kart.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. So it's as big for the TV and movie props. It says Juno hamburger phone. Have you seen Juno?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
Yep. Same. Love that movie, too.
Excellent.
And as big as a pair of kids' jelly shoes.
Oh my God. Like I was light. Also, wait. That's not helpful at all because kids' shoes are different sizes. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
I love those jelly shoes though. Oh my God.
The little jellies.
So cute. I was obsessed with those. What were you saying that they had that you saw them like in store?
That was Sydney.
Where did you say Sydney? Where did you find them? The jelly shoes?
Didn't you see
maybe like, it was on ASOS or something online?
Was it Target?
I don't know. I don't remember.
And wasn't it like Mother and Me?
No.
Like a, oh.
Wait, with Mother and Me?
Like they were like adult sizes that were being sold with the little ones.
I thought you were saying that at the store. Yeah, yeah. It was like mom, like, no. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. It's like you can match your baby. Maybe it was Pink Lily.
Oh, I think, yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Yeah.
The jelly shoes, dude. I was obsessed with those as a kid.
I wonder if they're comfortable.
So cute. They are.
They were pretty comfortable, if I remember correctly.
I used to have some like not that long ago. Really? Yeah, I got rid of them because they get really sweaty.
I was going to say, like,
yeah, they get really sweaty.
Blisters from them?
No, probably. I never got blisters, but they just make me really sweaty and really stinky. Mm. But they're honestly pretty comfortable.
Stinky jellies.
Yeah, stinky jellies.
They're so cute. Speaking of baby, though, I have a small gift for you that I found the other day at the store. It's not for you. Sorry, it's for Jessica. I want to give it to you, but I'm also going to vlog this because they're so cute. Okay, close your eyes.
Are you going to give it to me right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a gift.
Hmm.
Close your eyes.
Fun.
Okay. For Jessica. Look how cute. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Open your eyes.
Stop it.
I know, right?
Janelle.
Aren't they so cute?
Oh my God, they're so cute. They're guys, they're tie-dye Crocs.
They're little Target Crocs.
Dude, they're so cute.
I saw them, I was like, oh my God.
And this is like, they're not too young, so she could probably actually wear them and like
Kayla
maybe
and I found them.
At least stand in them.
Yeah, we were like, okay, what size, what year is, or how many months is this size? And it's around like a year. So yeah. Hopefully she'll be like kind of toddling around then.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They're so tie-dyes. Cute.
I know.
Stop it right now. These are so cute.
I know, they're so cute.
I want to have matching ones.
Dude, the Target shoe section was fucking me up, though. There are so many cute ones.
Oh, my God. Oh, the baby shoes? It's bad.
There was these high top sneakers that were like little zippers on the side and they were like pink and I was like,
oh my God,
they were so cute.
I've bought her so many pairs of shoes already. It's I'm trying to buy ones that she'll actually be able to at least stand in.
Yeah.
But
well, I feel like those will be easy because they're very like grippy and then they have the little support from the back.
I feel like these are big enough that she can actually use them as shoes.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I was like, I want her to be able to like actually walk in.
Because I got her some little baby Birkenstocks.
So
not
cute.
Real Birks, but they're from Old Navy.
Oh my God.
And they were
God.
On sale. So I was like, okay, because Josh was like, no more infant shoes.
Yeah.
She's not going to walk or stand in these, like unless you hold her up.
Right. And she'll probably kick them off in like 2 seconds anyways.
But I snuck one more pair in and I was like, Josh, listen. Josh, I need a picture of her in baby Birks. Okay?
Just imagine her being like, din, din, din,
that
din,
is so cute. I love them. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Kayla, if you're out there.
Yeah, she was like, we need to get these.
I miss her. Oh, so cute. Amazing.
Yay.
Love it. Those are going to sit right here. These are probably like the size of the kids' jelly shoes. Is this the baby size or is the cabbage? Who knows?
Actually, what the hell? Those are like way tinier than the cauliflower.
Yeah.
So,
the cauliflower.
I don't know about lights. Little tie-dye babies.
Those are freaking cute. Thank you. I love them.
Target's got really cute stuff. That's stupid.
Target baby
store.
Stuff. Like Josh doesn't even like to go to Target these days because I spend like an extra 20 minutes in the baby section.
The baby section.
Just trying to justify things.
So
like, I want this.
They're so cute. How could you not?
It's really cute stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Well, shall we go ahead and get into our main topics for the day?
Yeah, our Q&A. Let's cue it up. Cue up the cues.
Cue up the cues, baby.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, this first one says, hi, Kendall. So of course you're excited and happy to become a mother, but are you also scared? Yes, I'm
you're
terrified.
Like, no, not at all.
This person says, my fears about being a mother, why I'm so on the fence about it. Totally get that. I wish I had something, you know,
profound.
Yeah. Or like helpful to say to you to help you with your fears. But I think that's just part of motherhood, honestly. It's like,
well, especially first time around. Yeah. Because you're like, well, what the hell?
There's so many things to be anxious about. It's insane. From the pregnancy to the birth to the child actually being a human in the world. Yes, I'm afraid about literally everything, but I try not to think about it as much as I can because, and that's just something with anxiety in general, right? It's like if you just sit and ponder about things that you can't control, then you're just creating anxiety in the now that you don't need in the now.
Yeah.
You know?
Worrying about it doesn't change anything. Right. It just makes you feel shitty.
You know, it's so funny. Someone we work with, like someone from Audio Boom that we do podcasts with, was talking to Josh on the phone a week ago, and he said, you know, the best advice that I got when I was a parent was think of you've got to know someone out there that you think is an idiot that has kids. And how are their kids? Are they okay? Well, if they can do it, if some idiot can do it, then you can do it too.
Honestly, good point. Yeah, that's honestly true.
I know. I loved that. So
there's a lot of idiots out there with kids.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, people have been doing this forever.
Thousands of years.
That's what I try to tell myself is like, I'm going to be able to figure it out.
You will. You'll figure it out. So someone's asking how long you will be away after having baby and if the sesh will keep going or will be put on hold.
So maternity leave is really hard to plan when you've never had a baby before. I don't know how much time I'm going to need, but I'm starting with a month off of all shows. I'm pre-recording for my channel just like a couple videos, not like a full schedule.
Yeah.
And sesh is still going to go on. Show's going to go on with these three.
The show will go on, people. So whether you want to tune in or not,
we're
going to be here. We're going to try our best to keep you guys entertained. And we're trying to brainstorm like specific things that would be fun to do while Kendall's out.
But and I might like call in or something.
Oh, that's a good idea. Have you call in.
Just a little FaceTime.
But if there's anything specific you guys can think of that you'd want us to do while Kendall's away, let us know because we're open to suggestions. I think us three can handle it.
I think so. I've got
faith in you guys. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
We got it. Charles will be here. It'll be fine.
Yep.
We'll be completely fine.
Yep. Mile Higher is going to be off for a couple weeks. So Josh can take paternity leave too. But then he's going to start doing episodes, just him and Janelle. And yeah, that's loosely the plan for now. What has been your favorite video that you have filmed on the sesh? Or I guess I mean favorite podcast episode. Ooh, there are many options. But one that I always go back to is our Easy Bake Oven episode.
Easy Bake Oven was lit as hell.
That was fun.
Honestly.
I've been packing up my house and I came across the Easy Bake Oven. I'm like, we need to break her out.
In fact, a few months back, I was at Walmart and I saw some new Easy Bake recipes that I snatched up and they're just sitting at my house. So I need to bring them.
Will they last like a million years?
Yeah. Those were great. Honestly, the pretzels, fire.
Those pretzels were good. They were very good.
Yeah, no, that was a really fun episode.
Yeah,
good time with that. I'm trying to think what else I really liked filming. I don't know. I feel like there's so many that I really like to record, and they're so fun. Let me look through the catalog.
The Halloween one, when you guys dressed up as each other.
That was one of my favorites, when we dressed up as our men. That shit was hilarious.
That was good.
Definitely one of my
That was a good time.
I love anything about like talking shit about Jake Paul and stuff. Those are always a good one.
The early days when we were talking about James Charles
and Jacques Poul. Oh boy. What do you consider your comfort food? Mac and cheese.
That's always what comes to mind, right?
Box mac and cheese specifically. Like that's like the ultimate comfort ass food. And butter noodles too.
Butter noodles
are so comfy.
I could really go for some butter noodles
so
right now.
Good. I brought some for lunch.
Do you do craft or are you fancy?
I mean, I go back and forth. I love an Annie's. I love craft. I like the Velveeta. It's so good.
Hell no Velveeta. Can't do it. I don't like it.
Is it too thick?
It's like too much.
So good.
And then I only will do the shapes of craft. I don't like the regular noodles. I need to have SpongeBob or frozen.
Yeah, SpongeBob's good.
So I have been making my mac and cheese, this new TikTok way that I found, and I have not gone back. I have not gone back. It's been like 6 months.
What's the secret?
Okay, so the secret is instead of boiling the noodles first, you put the noodles, some water, you put all the ingredients basically in a pot or a pan, and you just let it all simmer there for a while, and then you just let it go for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and
you
it's
put like
all
the cheese
done.
Sauce in it, yeah. Automatic, like all of it together.
You put all of it together, like while it's still like hard noodles.
Really?
Yep. And then you just put it on the stove and just let it simmer
you
for.
Boil the cheese with the water.
Yeah, because the noodles like soak up the cheese water.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And why does it taste better?
It like, I don't know, but it literally tastes so much better.
And I've seen some people add cheese, to, like real cheese.
I've
afterwards.
Added cheese. I always like spice mine up. Like I always add chilies, like chili powder. I add garlic salt. I add just like whatever other seasonings.
Do you have any at your house right now?
Yeah. I can go make some.
I was going to say, like, can you make some in the next day or two and like edit some over the top? Of,
yeah. Yeah. For
so we can
sure,
see what this looks like.
Good idea.
Yeah. I literally have not gone back on my mac and cheese. Like, I make it like this every single time. And I like it because I don't want to like strain the water and then go back because I always forget about like the noodles and they always overcook.
Oh,
so
hate that.
Yeah.
I'll just dump them all.
Exactly.
I can't do this.
Oh, the soggy
noodles
are literally is nothing worse.
Oh, lost cause.
Shitty noodles. Yes.
Dump it, start over.
I would rather have like basically raw noodles than overcooked.
Oh,
yeah. I'll dente or die, bitch.
I'll dente or die, motherfucker.
All right. Boy. Let's see.
Do you like pineapple on pizza? No, never. Get rid of it.
Yes,
always.
A million
no.
times.
Literally awful, disgusting,
love
should
it.
Be illegal.
Absolutely love it.
Never hated anything more.
That's such a controversial topic.
Disgusting.
People have such strong opinions either way on it.
It's so gross. I don't get it.
What about you guys? Pineapple on pizza?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's not like my fave, but.
See?
But I like it. It's not like bad.
Yeah. But not Hawaiian, not the ham.
No,
no
ham.
Not ham.
Ham, no, no.
Ham is just a big no.
Pineapple's my favorite. Pineapple and green peppers.
Mm. Ooh. Ew. See, that
together?
Would be good. Yeah. That would be good.
It's so good.
No,
or pineapple and jalapenos.
I can't do jalapenos. I'm a little bitch about that.
Sounds gross.
I like banana peppers on mine. Like,
ew.
Janelle, you don't like
what
anything.
What do you like?
You're so picky.
I think that pizzas should have mushrooms on them always and cheese.
Just? Mushrooms are good.
Actually, I like... no, see, I love all vegetables on a pizza, but not with fucking pineapple
banana
peppers.
Pineapple and like...
Oh.
No, not with banana peppers.
Oh. Then just, yeah, that'd be good. Like a regular ass... What are they called? Vegetable pizza? I don't know what they call it.
But not just a regular ass pineapple pizza. Never.
No. Why would you do that? Why don't
called...
you go ahead and throw watermelon on it while you're at it? Fuck.
Could be
soggy.
Tasty. Who knows?
Have you
Wait,
tried
why
it?
Are they called banana peppers?
They're not banana-y.
They're in like the shape of banana peppers.
Yeah,
like bananas when you grow them. They're like long and skinny and yellow.
And
that
yellow.
Makes sense.
Yep. Banana peppers are so good.
Mm. Are they the same as pepperoncinis? That may be a stupid question.
No.
But...
Oh, they're different?
I think so.
They're different.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think pepperoncinis are spicier.
Mm. I like both.
I think. If I remember correctly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, this question asks, how is the transition from early 20s to adulthood? That is a weird time in your life, honestly.
Rough.
Dude, my early 20s, what was I doing? I was graduating college, moved back with my parents, and got this really shitty job that I hated. It was rough. And obviously not everyone goes to college, but many people who are in their young 20s are leaving college.
Yeah.
And it's very much so like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Like, who am I? And
oh, totally.
What is my life now?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Right after I left college, which I still had a few credits to finish up online, so it wasn't like completely done with school.
Yeah.
But I left a semester early and I got a breast reduction around the same time. So I was just laying on the couch for a while. And I remember being so depressed about leaving college and just because I was alone all day sitting there just thinking about shit.
Yeah.
And my parents were also getting divorced.
That
and it
help.
Was messy. So yeah, it started a nice depression for me leaving college.
A
for
nice
sure.
depression.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
rough because I feel like when, you know, you go to school, like that's your identity for like decades, you know,
right.
You go to school, you go to high school, blah,
yep,
blah. And then totally. Once you leave high school, you're around 18. So, I mean, it's not that much different from 18 to your 20s. And whether or not you're going to college, it's very much so. For once in your life, you are able to kind of do whatever you want. And mm-hmm. there's no one saying like what the next step should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really intimidating to try and figure out what the hell to do with your life. And for the most part, you don't have a lot of money and you don't have a lot of work experience or life outside of school experience. And it's hard. Like, I'm not, there's no way to else to put it.
And I think you're just kind of like almost in that quarter life crisis situation where you're just like, wow, I'm an adult now. Right. I have a lot more responsibilities and soon everything is going to be on me, if not already by that point.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a crazy time.
I feel like...
Was there a question? Were we supposed to help with something?
It was. They were just asking, like, how is the transition from it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It sucked. It was really rough. I felt really... I remember feeling really, really low.
Yeah.
Especially because I did have a degree and I was like, what the fuck am I... I couldn't get any job.
Yeah. And you're taking a break between that and grad school.
And I was trying to... Yeah, apply to grad school and that was hard, too. Oh, and it was just, like, so shitty. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with myself. I just felt like a loser.
Oh,
poor me.
You are not a loser.
Well, I felt like one back then. I don't know. I feel that. Sydney, what about you? What about your life in your young 20s and Crowley?
Young 20s to like now?
Just no, like from, yeah, going I guess to adulthood. Because you kind of, I guess, like eventually I found my.
Like leaving college too. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that was hard. It's like an identity crisis. Deal. Just because, you know, we were like, even though we went to school in a very small town, coming back to the, you know, more city world, area or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I almost felt just, I don't know, like I didn't have like my group of friends or whatnot anymore either. Like everyone kind of just had to spread out too.
Yeah.
So
I had no friends. I felt like I had my old college friends, but yeah, they didn't live here anymore.
It was just your old cousin.
It was just my old cousin. And that wasn't great. It was hard.
Yep.
I don't know.
It's a hard time,
but it does get better and you do kind of find your footing again and get your own groove.
Carly, any thoughts?
See, I didn't go to college. So, I mean, I did go to college. Like I went for a year and a half, three semesters, I guess. But I like the transition from like, because I'm still like a young adult, you know, I'm still like in my early-ish 20s, I'm 24. So like, I feel like I'm just now getting to that part where I'm more established in like my, like myself, I'm just more like, just, I mean, it's awkward. Like your early 20s are fucking awkward.
They
like,
are.
You don't really. It's like going through puberty again.
It kind of is. And like, I don't know if how it was for you guys, but like, well, you said you didn't really have friends in like your early 20s. And that's how I was too. It was like very, not a lonely time necessarily, but it was a very like self-reflective kind of like,
yeah,
like you kind of like see everything that's wrong with you and you kind of want to fix it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You kind of want to fix it.
Like, shit, I'm kind of fucked up.
Therapy
was
key.
No, but literally, like, it was, it's just an awkward transition. And, like, I don't even know if you ever, like, really see the time when you transition into an adult. Like, I think, like, one day it's like, oh shit, I'm an adult now. But, like, I don't know if there's, like a smooth transition. I guess it just kind of happens. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But, yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Shit's hard. Don't recommend.
But there's no 0 out of 10 recommend.
Just avoid it if you can.
Yeah. Skip over. Oh, boy.
What was the moment that you realized you and your significant other were meant to be?
Aww.
Any thoughts, ladies?
There was never, some people are like, and in that moment, I looked at him and knew that I was going to be with him forever. That person, and that, I'm not saying that doesn't happen to people. The person that did not happen to me. I think though, actually we dated all through college. And then when I moved back home, he moved back in with his parents. And that was after living together for 3 years. And so we were living apart and that fucking sucked. And that was when I realized like, oh no, I think I want to be with this dude forever.
You missed his ass.
I really missed him. And I was like, it was so weird. I felt like we were literally in high school because we would like hang out on a Friday, but then like, I'm not, what am I gonna do? Like go sleep at his house? Like that's just so, after living together, I was like, whatever. And what are we gonna do? Like watch movies in my house? It was just like, it felt like I was in high school again. So we'd like go to dinner and then he'd like drop me off in my house. And I'd be like, well, see you tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
But that time apart made me realize, I think, that I wanted to be with him for the long haul.
That's cute.
I could totally see that. Yeah.
What about you? You got a specific moment?
I do. I think I've told this on this show before.
Really?
The time he was cleaning up my puke. That's what I knew.
When was the puking?
The night that I had my big,
biggest drunk night in college.
Yes. When yeah, that was
it was absolutely wild.
Was this when you were like sitting on the side of the street that night?
Yep. The night on the street. Josh had to come get me. And then I was so sick. And like I straight up remember it. So I have a clear picture of like laying on my couch in this condo that we had and looking over at him in the bathroom, like clean, because I didn't make it to the toilet. So I threw up on the floor and he was cleaning it all up. And then he was still like loving and like nice to me, even though I was like this drunk mess puking. And I was like, God, he will love me through anything. And that's what I knew. I was like, I would like to marry you.
You're like, it took me throwing up on the ground and now I'm for sure no.
That was the true moment.
Oh, that's sweet.
Really did have that moment though.
That's, yeah.
What about you guys?
Did you got any moment?
Honestly, it was like the distance. Every time I would see him, I would be, oh my gosh, like I was so in love. I still am so in love, but like I was just so excited. We'd go to like places like, you know, he'd be in Kansas and I'd be like so pumped to go to Kansas to see like, him. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
Spring break Kansas.
Yeah, spring break in Kansas. And then, so when I would leave, it was so hard, but like being there, I remember like nothing ever made me feel happier. And so I feel like I've wanted to marry him for the longest time. And aww, like literally ever since we started dating, I've been like obsessed. But now, and like it took a little more for him to like get into it. But yeah.
You would be so excited leading up to seeing him and then so sad after you saw him.
Oh, yeah. It was like, really sad. Hard. It was like a whole week of just
depression.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, so for us, we've been together for like 6 years. And not to say that I haven't had this moment, and I think I have for sure, because we were also long distance for our first year.
Yep.
The way we met was so bizarre. We met on Omegle.com. Which I don't think I've ever told the story.
The random chant.
Dude. Yeah, it was like Dix and Adam.
In between
penis,
dicks,
penis,
you found
penis,
your love.
Yeah, and then I found my love. You know, it was
you're
really
a spokesperson for Omegle.
No, literally, like it's,
find your love.
It was insane, and we met when I was like 15, and like just we went every day talking, and like we were friends for a long time, and then we got into a relationship, and yeah, so like I feel like I don't know, I love him, and I think we've been in each other's lives for so long now that like we're there for the long run.
If you had to move away from Denver, what would be your first choice to live?
That's hard. I really love Colorado.
I would love to live in San Francisco or somewhere in the Bay Area, but that's probably not realistic because it's outrageously expensive there.
It's so crowded. It's so crowded.
Yeah, it is crowded.
I couldn't deal with the parking situation just for like a coffee shop. You know,
well, I wouldn't necessarily live like in the city, but there's tons of cool places like within the Bay Area that are more suburban. Oh, I would totally live in San Rafael. That place is so fucking pretty. But I would also live in like Arizona. I would probably live in North Carolina, but not till I'm a lot older. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd say like something similar to Colorado. Like I loved Seattle. I like the vibes in Seattle, but it's too much rain. Too much rain would be good for my mental health. I think I'd be interested in Portland, Oregon, but I've never been.
Isn't that the same? I think it rains all the time. No, not the same, but I think
only it rains like Seattle like, rain.
I think it's pretty gloomy there.
Is it?
If really? I remember correctly. I remember hearing
I mean, I think they have like their gloomy times, but Emily lives out there. I mean, it seems really pretty. Sarah loves it.
Beautiful.
Mm.
I'd love to visit. I just want to visit the Pacific Northwest.
I've never been, so I can't really be like, yeah, I would definitely move there. But I love North Carolina, too.
It's very pretty.
I'd love to be near the ocean. Florida,
I would say Florida.
I have mixed vibes.
I was going to say.
You know, I mean, we all know why, right? Gorgeous. But it's Florida. So.
I love visiting Florida. I don't know if I would necessarily live there, though.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah. In the hot time of the year, like summer, be really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Someone says, who is the smelliest farts? Sadie.
Yeah. My dog, Sadie. Yeah. It's like
worse than any human.
I know. Oh, this is random, but I think I might need to like kick my dogs out the bed.
Really?
I think I might have to before baby comes.
Why is that?
Because a lot of people have their baby sleep in a dock-a-tot, like right next between them in the early days. And I'm just nervous that Sadie would like try to cuddle her or something
Bernie's
and get in there.
Lose his shit.
I know, but I feel bad just kicking Sadie out. But she is so disruptive during the night. Bernie's a good boy. He lays at the bottom of the bed most of the night.
Yeah.
Comes up for cuddles halfway or like towards the morning.
Yeah.
And he's very quiet about it. He just like waits until Josh is ready. But Sadie, if we move even an inch into her space, she's like, and
really?
Wakes us both up. I mean, last night we were both up because of Sadie at least 5 times.
Bad.
She's so bad. And then she likes to get under the covers and then get out. She gets too hot. And then she comes in and she nudges her nose in. And now her latest thing, I have a pregnancy pillow and she gets in there with me.
You're like, bitch, you are not pregnant.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? And her farts are unbelievable. Like some nights we have to put her on the floor and luckily she'll do it. But I feel bad just kicking her out and then letting Bernie still stay in the bed.
But the thing is, Sadie doesn't really care if she's like in there or not. Like one time I was babysitting her. And I, like, literally forgot to bring her in the room. And then I, like, woke up in the middle of the night. And she was just sleeping on the couch and, like, wasn't even interested in coming in. Yep. Bernie, on the other hand, if he's not by you at all times, like, he will lose his shit.
I know. That's why I'm like, he can't handle being kicked out. And he is pretty good. He doesn't wake us up. Sadie's out of control. Like, I think I've got to make that move. My sleep is already going to be disrupted. And if she's, like, growling, what if it wakes the baby
up? Yeah.
That's so, totally, yeah. She's a little growler.
Know. Yeah, what if she like tries to sleep on top of the baby or something?
Or like
that's
in
what
the
I'm
dog
worried about.
Tot.
Like she tries to get in the dog cot with her.
She's like, sweet, a dog bed.
Yep, my last tech like was telling me it's really nice to have them in the dog cot in the bed. For, you know, you don't want to like, co-sleeping's a whole
whatever
thing. I don't want to like upset anyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, some people like to have their baby in the bed with them for a little while. And I kind of want that experience. It's really easy to get the boob out and it's right there. So I'm worried Sadie will try to get in there with her or like lay on top of her.
I know.
And I don't know. So
damn, poor Sadie.
I know. I might have to kick them out. What would you guys do?
Sadie might kill her with lethal farts.
Yes, seriously. Like the farts
they're
alone.
Like lethal.
They're so like toxic.
Like me, Josh and I call it toxic waste. It is
so bad.
No, it's
literally toxic waste.
It's disgusting. And it's like certain nights. Sometimes it's fine. But some nights she gets booted to the floor.
It's bad.
I don't know. We're trying to think, like, we're moving soon, and we're like, maybe that's a good time to kick them out of the bed.
Yeah.
Josh was like, we shouldn't put them in. We should do a crate, which is fine.
Yeah.
Crate training is great. But when they're puppies, it's a lot easier. And I feel like Bernie will lose his mind if he goes in a crate.
Sadie
would probably be fine with it. Yeah. But
well,
Bernie would be, like, depressed.
Huh? You used to put him in the crate, remember that? Like, when
you
guys
his little soft crate.
Yeah.
It's been so long, though. I think it's been at least 5 years.
Bernie will have an anxiety attack.
And I know he's already going to struggle with the baby being born. He's going to struggle most out of all of our pets. I don't want him to be like, they're disowning me. They're kicking me out of the bed because of this baby. Then he's going to hate her. So it's a whole conundrum right now. I'm worried about it. Honestly, it's stressing me out more than anything else.
Have you had the talk with him?
Talk with the dogs?
Yeah, that you know that they're going to get an baby.
And you just sit them down. Yes. Sometimes I try to show them my belly and I'm like, baby.
Baby.
And Bernie's just like, they have no idea. So,
well, the problem is Bernie can jump up on the bed by himself. Sadie can't. So
and he barks. So if I were to put him in the crate, even in another room, we would never get sleep.
No.
So I don't know. It's a real conundrum.
Oh, my
but it's
God.
Like, I know you have to put your dog second when a baby comes. It's just,
do you though?
You have to.
Do you?
You do.
I don't think that's why I can have kids.
Reason number 35.
Like, maybe you should just.
Not.
Are you sure? Charles says, I don't know about that.
Yeah. As long as Charles is around, that's going to be really hard. Charles,
I don't know, man. He's going to lose his mind.
Charles.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have a baby.
Charles is a baby.
Okay. Charles. Anyway, if you could switch places with any celebrity and live their life, who would you switch places with? Damn. Probably Beyonce. But maybe not. It can be kind of stressful to be any of them. Maybe I'd want to be someone more chill.
I would probably be someone from the Grateful Dead.
That could be a good life.
I don't know. Sounds pretty lit.
Who's the one living in San Rafael?
Bob Weir.
You'd be Bob.
I'll be Bob Weir. Sure. Fuck, I don't give a fuck. He's like 74, I'm pretty sure. I don't care.
That could be good.
Sounds lit. I'd love to be Jerry back in, like, the 80s.
Is that heroin Jerry?
Is that heroin Jerry? It was always heroin Jerry to some degree. You know, the early 80s, though, he was really doing great.
Yeah.
Late 70s, I'd do Jerry then. Well, I wouldn't do him, but I would be him. Or I'd be like, sounds annoying, but I'd be like Kim Kardashian because I really just want to see what it's like to live that kind of life.
Ooh, I would never want to
know. Just for like a little bit.
Well, like maybe a day, just to like get a glimpse.
Yeah.
Dude, ooh. I don't think I could do it. The pressure, the fashion pressure.
As long as you have enough money to hire the right people.
Oh, make sure you got the right outfit to leave the house. The paparazzi and shit.
I know. The paparazzi seem really annoying, not gonna lie.
It seems like scary.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be terrifying. Like
Billie Eilish would be cool.
That'd be sick.
I feel
sick.
Like her life's probably cool. Rihanna.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd be Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, the paparazzi. I mean, anyone too big, it's like that issue comes with it.
Or I'd be like I'd want to be a celebrity. Really badass female. Like,
yeah.
Would I want? I would love to be RBG.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick.
Be a lot of stress, though.
Yeah, it would.
Her life came with a lot of stress.
I know. But she's like the ultimate badass.
You could be Ashton Kutcher because then you could hang out with
Mila. Mila.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'll be the Kutch.
Yeah.
Or I could just be Mila.
Yeah.
Wait. Mm. Would you rather be with the Kutch or with Mila, though?
Be with?
Yeah. You'd be with one or the other.
Yeah.
The
true. Other. I'd rather be Ashton then, so I could chill with Mila. Although I love Ashton. I don't fucking know.
But you are Ashton.
Okay.
Question over.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, would you rather time travel to the past to meet your ancestors or go to the future to meet your great great grandchildren?
Ooh. Oh, that is an interesting question. I think, I don't know.
I think
ancestors.
Think so too.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to meet them. Like, where did I come from?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Seeing your future kids would be cool too, but it would almost be a little trippy because then you know that they existed after you are dead.
Yeah.
And that idea of that.
Can't do anything about it.
Yeah. But if you're going back in the past, you haven't even been born yet.
Exactly. Exactly.
I say past.
I agree.
Ancestors.
What is the first memory that you both share and remember vividly?
Each of us or together?
Together, that you both share.
Ooh.
Probably Green Hill.
Yeah. Probably.
We used to go to this beach house all the time when we were kids in Rhode Island. And I have like, that was like, and we would go when we were really young.
That's probably the first memory. Probably either that or one that comes to mind is when we got those pink jewelry boxes that had the little like remote on them.
Whoa.
I remember we both got them for Christmas one year.
Yep. I remember
and
that.
And I remember it really clearly.
Me too.
Yeah. How old were you? Like, I guess when you got those and then also when you went to Green Hill for your first.
Well, the first time I went, I was like less than a year. But the first time I really remember going was probably when I was like, I don't know, 5, 6, something like that. We were like really young.
Mm-hmm. And you guys always went together? Mm-hmm.
I went like every year for a while.
Jewelry boxes were probably like 5.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
I remember 6, like going over to your house. Actually, this might be when we were even younger. I think I was like 3. The first memory I really have is when you cut my hair with the crazy cut scissors.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the first memory.
That's probably the first memory.
Because I actually do have vivid.
I have vivid memories.
Definitely when I cut your hair with the crazy cut scissors.
Yeah. If you've never heard of this story, we were in my basement and we had that little, like, you know, those little trains that you set up on your own and they go around and around. Well, we wanted hay for the trains. And so Kendall decided to take my hair like this, like from the front and crazy cut scissors and just start hacking
right
away.
At the bang part.
And then she had me do, and I have the most
and
vivid
I did my own,
image.
Right?
No, you had me do yours, but I like the scissors kept slipping. And I remember so clearly
you're
being
so
like,
nervous. You're like shaking.
I was like, is this a good, I remember being like, Kendall, is this a good idea? And you're like, yeah, Janelle, go. And like with your little Boston
it's hay.
Accent.
We need it now.
Hello. That's probably my first memory with you. Oopsie.
That's definitely the one. Have you ever had a negative encounter with another YouTuber or podcaster?
Spicy.
Nope. Trying to think. I haven't met that
encounter?
Many. Encounter?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that? We won't name names, but a long time ago. Remember that we were doing a giveaway and that chick?
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
you
was
have.
A negative. Yeah,
that
you're
was
right.
negative.
You're
what
right.
What was it even about? It was like, you're doing a giveaway or something with her.
Yep.
And she like stole your money.
She like kept some of the prizes for herself.
Hell Yeah. Here's right. one.
I've had some beef.
How do you guys deal with haters? Does it ever get to you? How do you deal with haters? Fuck the haters.
You just,
haters back off.
You can't give any of your time to it. I mean, people are going to say, like, that's part of this being on the internet. It used to bother me a lot more. Like, I wasn't always.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you doing with that recently? Because I know for a while you were going through a time where you were like more stressed
more like
out
concerned
by
about what people would say.
Yeah.
Just can't. I don't have the time.
Don't have the mental honestly, capacity for like, it. It's like, why do you give a shit about someone, what someone thinks of you when they don't even know you? Yeah. You don't even know them. Mm-hmm. Like, what someone I love this quote. What someone thinks about you is none of your business.
That's right. And that's a good way to live.
Like, I mean, I know who I am. I you know like who you are.
That's kind of the key to success. I've heard a lot of famous people say that too. Like, how important it was for them to just like not worry about what.
Because it's always people literally like. Impossible to make everyone like you, even right. if you don't, even if you're not online, like just mm-hmm. with life in general.
There's a lot of unhappy people out there.
Yeah.
And if you try to understand their mindset, then it's, you just can't. So,
yeah. Like, not going to lie, sometimes if you read something, you're kind of like,
yeah, there's every once in a while there'll be something that just like kind of gets me for like an hour, but normally.
But for the most part, it's kind of like, what? Like, yeah.
okay,
it's still then, attention at the end of the day. Like, you're yeah. still literally helping our careers right. by exactly. hating on us. So, exactly. thank you so much.
Engagement is engagement.
Yeah,
bitch.
Engagement That's is it. Engagement. Thanks.
What's your biggest turn on? Ooh, I don't know if this is the biggest, but I really like when Josh wears a backwards hat.
Hell yeah!
He was wearing it over the weekend when we were packing up, and I was like.
You're like, damn,
you're hot.
Biggest turn on. Well, I don't know, like physical turn on or mental turn on, though. You know what I mean? What's the diffy diff? I would say mental turn on is when John makes me laugh when he says something funny. Because yeah. I'm definitely the, I'll admit it, like, I'm the one with the main humor.
In
the
yeah, you are. You're the one with the jokes.
Which I need, like, I feel like I could, that's, I need that for my own ego and my own soul. Okay, I got to be the funny one.
I'm definitely the funny one, too, yeah. I think, for the most part.
So, but, like.
Josh is funny without trying to be. Like,
when John and I, like, when he makes me laugh, I'm like, hell yeah. It's yeah. good shit. Love that. Yep. Or just that's how, he, honestly, him being a good dad to our dogs is, like, major turn on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like. Daddy.
I can't wait to see Josh be a dad to our child. That's going to be hot.
Someone's asking about experience with hormone imbalance. And if so, what steps did you take to treat it? I had a hormone imbalance for a while. I think I still do technically. But I would say the best way to figure out if you think you do is to ask for a hormone panel. Like, usually it's not something that just doctors will give you during like regular exams or something. But it's a blood test and you'll be able to figure out exactly how many hormones and what hormones are off balance and how many, like what percentage you have for each of them. And then based on what the results are, then you can go from there. And there's hormone treatment therapy. There's like BioT. I did that where like they insert little like pellets into your butt, like not up your butt, but like in your butt cheek. And there's lots of different types of treatments you can do, but it's worth looking into if you think you have an issue because it can affect you so much and it can help you a lot. Like when I did BioT, it helped a lot.
Janelle.
Where?
Is Kendall going to be your maid of honor or maid of matron?
Wait, what? What's the maid of matron?
Is a maid of matron.
I thought the matron of honor is when you're married.
I don't know.
What's the difference?
Maid of matron. I would like to be the maid of matron.
Yeah, she'll be the maid of matron, actually.
I'll be the maid of milk. Milk maid.
What?
So I'll be breastfeeding.
You don't know if you'll be breastfeeding by the time I get married. What the hell?
Well, going off of that one, do you plan... Well, they said Kendall, but I'm guessing they mentioned Elle. Do you plan on having a summer wedding or a winter wedding?
Oh, I plan on having definitely a summer wedding. 100%. No questions asked. I want it to be warm out. I would go like as late as September, but nothing to where there's any chance of snow or it being shitty outside.
Yeah. I couldn't see you doing 0%. Like the coat and everything, which I really like that.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but not for me. I need the sun, and so does John. John and I are fire signs. We need the sun.
Totally. Here's another one going off the wedding stuff. Now that you're engaged, do you think you'll think differently about having kids? I guess you kind of just talked about that with Charlie. That's the real factor here.
Charles! He says, kids, what? I don't think so, motherfucker. I don't know. I don't think that's really like changed, like since getting engaged, it like really hasn't like changed my thoughts at all on that.
Because you were considering maybe even having kids before getting married.
Exactly. Doesn't really like one or the other don't really like affect each other, if that makes sense. Like, they don't really play off of the other.
Do you know that
you, if that makes sense,
want to have kids, or are you like still kind of unsure?
I don't know. I still go back and forth. Sometimes I'm like, yeah. And then sometimes I'm like, no.
It's a big decision. I mean,
I don't know.
Think on it.
Yeah. Got to think on it. But time's just flying by, and that's what's really scaring me. Because for a while, I'm like, oh, I have tons of time, which I mean, in theory, I do. I'm only 27. But with how fast time goes by, it freaks me out. Because I'm like, I know. I'm going to be 30 before I know it, and then I'm going to be 35 before I know it, and then I'm going to be 40, and then I'm going to be 80, and then I'm going to be dead.
So. Oh.
that's how it works, unfortunately.
I still have an extreme fear of death, guys. Yeah. Does anyone have any advice on how you can get over that?
Yeah.
Because let me know. I'll take it. I don't freaking know, people.
I wish I had some good advice on that. That's just such a hard thing. I mean, isn't that like part of being a human is grappling with that? It's just like some people, unfortunately, like,
but it's like a really struggle phobia with it.
Yeah,
of it.
Theirs is like extreme.
It's like really, I don't even like watching things that have people like dying in them or getting like I've got.
But you edit true crime for a living, so that's got to be good.
It's so weird because that doesn't really like, I don't hold on to, like, it's obviously affects me in the sense of like, it's really sad and like some. I don't know, some cases affect me more than others.
Yeah.
Like some really get to me.
Totally.
But I'm still able at the end of the day to kind of like switch it off. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. But then my own fear of death just kicks in afterwards. So it's really great.
Would you rather have 100 bees in your mouth or one bee in your butt?
Wow. Interesting. Probably the bee in the butt.
Yeah, I'd rather have a bee at my ass.
100? That's a lot.
That's disgusting. Ew.
Yeah, too many crawlies in your mouth at once. Yeah, definitely. I'll take the bee in the butt.
I'll take bee in the butt too.
Bee in the butt for 200.
Bee in the butt for 200, baby.
What do you guys think? Bee in the butt? Bee in the mouth.
Yeah.
I kind of think the mouth.
I think 100? Bee in the butt.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I don't want a bee in my ass. Oh, my God.
Bee in your mouth? 100 of them?
Yeah, they're all going to sting your mouth.
Ugh, like in Bruce Almighty when he like opens his mouth and all the bees come flying out. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess my butt.
I guess my butt.
Kendall.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell your kids that Santa, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny are real?
Yes. I'm sure there's people out there that think that's like terrible. I don't know. I'm glad I was told it was real.
Same.
Like, I had a little bit of a crisis when I found out that they weren't.
Same.
But I got over it. Yeah, and it was worth all the years of magic that I had. I mean, you never get to have time like that in your life where you get to believe in magic.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Unnatural things being true, and it's just so much fun. I don't want to take that for my kids.
It's so fun.
But I do understand the argument for not telling, for if you choose not to, and I respect that.
Yeah,
personally, maybe I'll change, who knows, but yeah, that's the plan as of now. Definitely love all that shit.
Here's another one. If your partner decided they didn't want any children, would you leave them? Like, what if you guys were dating? Because you've known your whole life that you've wanted kids, right?
Yes.
What if Josh, which I know he wants kids, obviously, but I'm saying, like, what if that wasn't the case and when you guys met, he was like, would that have been a deal breaker for you?
Definitely.
All right.
I mean, I've had like a motherly urge since I was old enough to like think.
So if he was like, hell no kids, then you guys probably
would just
wouldn't have worked out. Yeah. And I think that's like, yeah, because I mean, you shouldn't be forced not to, and he shouldn't be forced to.
Exactly.
Like anyone in life. Exactly. This is applicable to.
Wouldn't have held it against him, but yeah, wouldn't have worked. Here's another one. Are you going to get your baby's ears pierced or wait till she's old enough to make the decision herself? We are definitely going to wait till she's old enough to make the decision herself. And it was also a really exciting thing for me. My mom made me wait till I was 13. And it was a big deal. And I had to get good grades all year to get it. And it was like this big reward and this fun thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely going to let her decide on her own.
Yeah, it was a fun thing.
Although it is very cute when babies have earrings.
It is cute. But like, yeah, I agree. Because like, you don't know what type of personality. Maybe they want nothing to do with jewelry. Exactly. You know?
Janelle, did you have earrings as a baby?
No, I was 10 when I got. But I remember, because I was so afraid of the pain. So I remember being mad at my mom that she didn't do it as a baby. And she was like, well, I wanted you to be able to pick. And I was like, well, now I have to decide to put myself through pain.
I had mine as a baby.
Me too. Yeah.
Did you?
How old were you when you got them?
Oh, I was like really little.
I was like a few months old.
Yeah, a few months. Yeah. And then I had to do it again because I took them out. Well, when I got like a little older, I'd taken them out. And then I don't know. I don't know why, but I feel like my mom's family, they were like really into doing that.
Yeah.
Like all of the little girls we all had.
And for some families, it's
tradition too.
Yeah. I totally get it. I think that's why we did it.
Yeah. We do it like every, like literally like your first month born, you go and get your fucking ears pierced.
And you get like the earrings as a gift.
Exactly. Yeah. Like little gold earrings or little gold hoops.
It's cute.
But
it's very cute. Josh and I talked about it recently.
I kind of wish my parents hadn't though, because when they pierced my ears, they fucked them up. Oh, so one of my ear piercing, or one of my piercings, is way higher than the other one.
Oh, yeah.
When I got mine done, she messed them up, and they were not even. And I remember being like, my mom was like, "You can take it out and have it redone, but you have to do it soon, so it'll close up." And I remember being like, "Oh my god, I have to go through the pain again." And I decided to do it again. I was like, "All right, I'll do it again."
I didn't like wear earrings a lot growing up, like months and months and years on end. And I mean, they're still holes.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Who is your dream podcast guest?
Ooh. There's so many. Seth Rogen.
Oh, that would be iconic.
Yeah. Seth Rogen for sure. Like, if he could come and teach us pottery.
Shut the fuck up. That would be so awesome.
It'd be so good.
Guys, everyone tweet at Seth.
Yeah, he's going to come out for our show.
Oh, my God.
What about you? You have one in mind?
I don't know. That'd be pretty lit. Maybe Seth. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anyone else at the top of my head, because that would be iconic. Or Jenna Marbles. She'll never come on here. That's fine.
What about this one, Kendall? Best advice for adults whose parents are getting divorced.
Shit's hard, man. I mean, it's hard at any age. I don't know if I have advice.
Yeah.
Ugh, I wish I had something really like helpful to say. Just take care of yourself and remind yourself that you don't need to be involved as much as that urge to like step in and help or to pick a side that can be really strong, or to try to save things. I put so much pressure on myself that I can fix it. And I still, up until a few years ago, felt like if I could go back, I could have saved it if I had sat them down and
make them not getting divorced.
Yeah. Yeah. And I recently, with my therapist in the last couple of years, worked past that and realized this was truly out of my hands. And, you know,
it's weird when it happens as an adult, though.
It is.
It's weird because my parents divorced when I was an adult, too.
Yeah.
And it's only been a couple years, but it's weird to deal with. Like, it's like, wow, in a way, like, I'm kind of grateful that it happened as an adult. That way I didn't have to, like, deal with this as a child.
Cindy and I were talking about that the other night.
Yeah.
Debating, you know, what's harder, which I think they're just so different.
So different.
Yeah, it's so different. Like, the emotions are just so, I mean, the emotions are strong either way, obviously,
right?
But like, as an adult, I guess you can kind of choose to kind of like step away from that, and it's not your business, and you know, you're an adult now, and it's not your battle to battle,
right?
It could be really hard emotionally, because it's like, don't you feel like all the years that maybe it was all good, like then you were like, wait, so we just got through, like, what? In my mind, I'd be like, what is, you know, my lifestyle now,
right?
Because as a kid, like, you kind of, it's painful, but then you learn how to make
new normal. That's, I think that was like the biggest pain with it, is it felt like my family like imploded, which it really did. Like, my family's never been the same.
Yeah.
And our family structure is like non-existent now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's depressing, but it's the reality. Yeah. And like, it is hard as an adult. But you know, you want your parents to be happy. And I think both of my parents are happier apart now, and they're both in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's sometimes where I'm like, I really wish they were still together, especially when we're, you know, now we're having kids and I, but they've been fine. Like they went to our gender reveal party and they were good.
Yeah, they were fine.
Hung out with each other. So I don't know. It can be hard though. Like I really feel for you, and just make sure to take care of yourself mentally because it can be really tough, and try not to put the blame on yourself or the responsibility on yourself. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. People want to know what our ancestry is.
Oh.
I actually know both of us. Mm-hmm. Is your highest percentage the same as mine?
Yes.
Yeah. Our highest percentage is actually Eastern European Jewish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which we both knew that we definitely had Jewish heritage in our blood, I guess you could say, in our family tree. But I didn't know that it was this predominant as it is. Yeah. We're very Jewish. And I think the next one after that is maybe, I think, Irish for me. Same. And like some English or something. Irish. Something like that.
Mine goes Jewish, Irish, Italian, English.
Okay. See, it keeps going. It goes, every time I'm on here, it changes a little bit. It goes between 35 and 40% European Jewish, 31% English, Irish is 22%, Scottish, Wales. Yeah. But we have some very but people in our family have interesting experiences with ancestry figuring out that they're who they thought their family members are in fact not that. So without giving too much away, let us know if you'd ever want us to bring that person on, because I think she said she'd be willing to come on. And I think that the more
she has to make her own podcast about it.
Yeah, honestly, because I think it's becoming so much more common for people to take these tests and realize that, holy shit, my family is much different than I thought. And to find out when you're, you know, in your like full adulthood is got to be so wild. So let us know if that'd be something you guys be interested in.
You know, what do we think of this one? Do a lot of self-diagnosis, put a finger down type of videos on TikTok. Things like put a finger down, neurodivergent, BPD, ADHD, et cetera, addition. You have five or more, put a finger down, whatever. On one hand, I see a lot of pros to it. Having access and knowing the symptoms of these disorders certainly helps people identify these things in themselves. But on the other hand, it has to be problematic to see a 45-second video and have people decide, I have BPD. What are your guys' thoughts on this, on these types of videos? Do you think they're helpful or problematic?
Yeah, on one hand, I think it's really cool that people are talking about mental health and breaking the stigma. Yeah. And on a platform that's so widely used, and it's very much, because I feel like before it was such a stiff and serious thing to talk about, and now people are almost kind of, well, they're normalizing it, but almost like bringing humor to it in a sense, which I think humor can be very valuable when this is, you know, controversial, because obviously you don't want to make fun of people and make fun of mental health in general. But at the same time, I think it is important to normalize it. And a lot of ways to normalize things is through humor.
Like, yeah. And if you're making a joke about your own mental health like, I think that, I mean, it depends.
I find shit funny sometimes. Yeah. Like,
and that's okay. It's like your own way of coping. Yeah. And who's to say how exactly to cope?
But I think that people need to stop being like, oh, on TikTok, I saw that. Like, I keep seeing this one where it's like, if you sleep like this with your arm, with your, wrist folded, that you have autism. I'm like,
what? Oh my god. Yeah, I've seen a lot of random shit like that, or people that are like, oh yeah, I have ADHD because I found a TikTok that, and I hit all
and
five.
I hit all five of these.
I put my fingers down, right. So diagnosis done.
It's like, that's not really how that works.
But I do see your point that it is kind of helpful for those who have had no exposure to it, or haven't even heard of whatever it is that the person's talking about, and they're like, wait. That and maybe that could lead them to getting a proper diagnosis.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anything, I think it should encourage people to go actually talk to someone who can professionally diagnose you.
Yeah.
But I also think it's very damaging that people are just running around being like, I have BPD, or I have autism, or I'm ADHD, or I'm neurodivergent. OCD. Yeah, OCD. Mm-hmm. That's another one. Because I'm like,
without a doctor,
that's
actually
literally
them.
Just taking, like, people who really do have those, you're making it seem like, oh, well, I have that too. And it's like, no, you don't. Just because you like to color coordinate your fucking closet doesn't mean you have OCD. Like,
yeah. I agree.
That's my thoughts on it. But overall, I think that it should be talked about more. And I like that the stigma of it is going away.
With everything on the internet, there's just goods and bads.
Yeah, I agree. And I like it because a lot of times people, like, I'm noticing more that when I was in school, in like high school and middle school, people who had different diagnoses were very much often picked on and looked down upon and bullied. Whereas now I feel like it's almost more like the more awareness we have, the more empathy and what's the word I'm looking for?
Fuck, what is this word?
What is the word when you like
bedside manner?
Whatever, it doesn't fucking matter.
The word does not exist.
It's somewhere in my stupid brain.
Connect. You don't get to know?
No, you don't get to know. Me. It's really going to bother me too.
Damn it.
People have some understanding and like willingness to accept those who are different and instead of just being like, oh, that person's weird. You know, I think a lot of more people now are almost encouraged to like step into their differences and it's almost looked at as like a positive and like a lot of people say like, oh, well, autism's a superpower because while they may have difficulty in this aspect, they're incredible at memory or, you know, specific types of math or whatever, you know, whatever it may be. Yeah, that's all I'm trying to say is that the awareness is bringing that forward.
Okay. Fucking God. Words are really pissing me off.
Okay, let's wrap it up with that one. I have to, or I guess we can do one more, but I need to go home and film a true crime video, actually.
Okay, hold on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How about this one? Has Kendall picked the baby name yet? And when will you know what it is? I know a lot of you think it's Jessica. Jessica.
Or is it?
Or maybe it is. That'll be the surprise. Yes, we have a name picked out, and I don't know exactly when we will tell y'all, but probably eventually.
I'll give you a hint with a letter, though. It's somewhere between A and Z.
Oh, good.
Got him!
Well, that's going to be it for us today, guys. Thank you so much for submitting all these questions. I really wish we could get through all of them because there's so many.
There's a ton of them you guys sent in.
We'll have to save these and maybe do another episode eventually.
Yes, we'll always be down for this type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, this was fun.
It was fun.
Because we never know what we're going to get until we sit down.
Nope,
it's like a box
surprise.
Of chocolates, you know?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
You've never even seen Forrest Gump.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah. Oh my God. This one.
Never seen it. Should I watch it?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you would love it.
You would. It's lovely. It's a wonderful
really
movie.
Boring. I've never watched it either.
Oh, you thought it was boring.
I've never watched it. Oh. No, I've never
so
watched it.
What are you talking about with
I've
your
heard,
opinion?
It's not boring. It's just classic. Never looked that interesting.
Is it a classic like the Titanic? Because that seems boring as hell.
It's
no
a classic.
Offense.
Like the Titanic.
Like the Titanic, though, where it's like,
no,
I could have done without
watching
like
the
Titanic.
No, it's
an old movie. No, it's a good movie. It's really good.
Is it a war movie?
A war movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is some war in it. He goes to war. But it's like a few scenes. Oh. But it's not like...
When does it take place? Like Vietnam?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
so it is like from
movie.
His childhood, and then he at one point he goes to Vietnam, and then his life continues. It's just a wonderful life story.
Bubba wonderful Gump. Life story.
It's great. It's and it really
like,
goes over
like
history.
I like that restaurant. Good shrimp.
Bubba Gump.
You know? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She probably doesn't even know what Bubba is. Who Bubba is? You don't know who Bubba is. So
did you have to
eat there. He's got a good shrimp place. I go there in Vegas sometimes.
Well, you don't know the real story, kid.
Have you seen Rain Man?
Yes, I love that movie.
Oh, if you would like that, then you would love
you'd
Forrest
like,
Gump.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're...
Can we have a Forrest Gump watching night sometime?
Sure. Is it long?
Yeah.
How long?
Okay, let's pull up the runtime.
Oh, my God. Forrest Gump runtime.
How did I get you to watch Interstellar?
142 minutes.
You got her to watch Interstellar?
Helpful. Yeah. Well, no, they literally forced me to watch it.
I did. I had to, like, hold her down.
That was a long movie, too.
But it was important for her knowledge of MHP because we talk about...
We reference
Interstellar all the time. So
okay, like Forrest Gump is almost 2.5 hours.
That's a long movie.
No,
worth it.
That's a
worth
long
it.
Movie.
You would like it. It's very good.
Okay.
It's very uplifting.
It's uplifting.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys watched The Truman Show?
I love that movie.
I actually just watched that on my plane ride back from Hawaii.
It is such a good movie.
It is such a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
Just then.
Tolerance. That's the word. Get to end people, with knowing. Yes, people who have more tolerance and understanding of those whose minds and bodies and souls, whatever, work differently. Boom.
Perfect. So we were on the right track with like understanding.
Tolerance.
Surprised it didn't come to any of us. Very good.
I don't know how that popped in my stupid little brain just
very
now.
Very good.
Thank God, that was going to drive me crazy.
Well, Cindy, you need to watch Truman Show.
Anyways.
Yeah. Is it?
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen it?
No.
It's a great movie.
It's a really good
movie. It's very
mindfucky.
Mindfucky. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sketchy. Like,
oh,
in the
it
sense
came out
of,
like a long
time
ago.
Old.
It's so good.
But Jim it's very Carrey, awesome. Relatable to this day and age of how media is so controlling. And
I feel like actually maybe I've seen it.
And like just, you live your life for social media in so many
ways. It's a little
ways.
Like Hollow Earth theory. Mm.
Yeah.
So I was driving down like in this like kind of like. It was like kind of like a prairie little area of town.
Okay.
And there was this
the
like
prairie. Little house in the prairie, got it.
There was
little Corelli on the prairie.
Stop.
Stop.
I don't know why. It looked so crazy. And it looked literally like the Truman Show. Like it was like a hill, but it like cut off like it like cut off super straight.
I am not sure if I've been there.
There was a wall that cut off super straight on the little prairie.
What the fuck? No, but it really did scare me. Like it was like it looked
like
a Truman
like a
Show,
hole? Like a black hole.
No,
this is a PSA: do not do drugs, kids.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of The Sesh. We love you so much, and we'll see you on the next sesh. Until then, keep it fresh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or lowes.com for details.